This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Fully a quarter of all the community college students in this country, one in four, are in community colleges in California. And less than half of them finish a degree or get a credential within 6 years, which is a problem because the longer it takes, the more it costs, and the less likely students are to ever finish. So California's community colleges are rolling out a $150 million plan to try to change that, as Marketplace's Amy Scott reports from the Education Desk at WYPR.
21 units is okay, right?
At Mount San Antonio College near L.A., professors and counselors are holed up in a windowless conference room, armed with copies of the course catalog and pads of yellow and blue Post-its. Their job is to map out, semester by semester, all of the classes a student in a given major would need to get an associate's degree in 2 years.
That route's going to get to 22 units. This path won't work.
At Mount SAC, as the community college is nicknamed, 2 years is not the norm. Many students work and take classes part-time. Only about half finish a degree or transfer to a four-year college within 6 years. Eloy Ortiz Oakley is chancellor of the California Community College System. He says the traditional cafeteria-style approach has encouraged students to sort of wander through college, taking a little of this, a little of that.
So their experience turns into a 6- and 7-year experience because those first 2 or 3 years, they're still trying to figure out what courses to take. And many of those classes don't lead to the major that they choose.
Under pressure from students and lawmakers to change that, the whole California system, all 113 community colleges, is moving to an approach known as guided pathways. The idea is to help students choose a course of study earlier, then give them a clear roadmap to get to their goal.
We want to make sure that when a student comes to our campus, they know what courses they need to take to get to their educational outcome, and that we are organized in a way that makes it easy for them to take those courses.
The approach has shown promise at colleges in Florida, Tennessee, and New York. At Mount SAC, the overwhelming choice started from the very first contact with potential students when they tried to choose a program on the college's website. Don Shore is Associate Dean of Instruction.
And you click on the drop-down, and the drop-down goes on and on and on and on.
200 programs in all in a scrolling list.
If I'm a student new to the whole college world, what am I going to do here?
So the college started by sorting those 200 programs into 8 career clusters, like aviation, electronics, and manufacturing. That's one cluster. Health, wellness, and public service is another. Students will choose a cluster early on, then take basic courses related to the field before deciding on a major.
That's why I'm writing Math 110.
At the mapping session, professors team up with staff from the counseling office to create the suggested pathways to those majors. Health science professor Kelly Correas works with counselor Alana Bacor to map the respiratory therapy program.
Then the art, they just need one from this list here.
Correas tentatively picks ceramics as a recommended arts course because respiratory therapists have to work with their hands. But then she has second thoughts.
I wouldn't want to pin a student down to taking ceramics if they were really interested in world architecture. You know, I want to give them that opportunity to explore because I also think that that's part of what college is about, is that exploration.
Officials say there will still be plenty of opportunities for students to explore if they want to. But students like 27-year-old Janelle Yanez, who's studying fire science, want a plan.
I'm always willing to learn something new that's not even part of my plan, but if it's not steering me in a direction to a career, then it's not beneficial for me.
While exploration might be fun and even life-changing, at today's college prices, it's also expensive. In Walnut, California, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.